Mrs. Reynolds, rail 6.
Did you work at a large table with lots of other girls?
Oh, there was only about 8 on a bench. But there was all like benches all the way. Oh, it was a tremendous big factory where we were. Oh, I suppose from, well, good from over here to the, right over the other side there. Tremendous big place.
Did you compete with the girls on the other benches to do the most?
No, not there. Didn't have to bother, you see, but I tell you, when I was at Slade's Green, as I say, you know, when the girls couldn't do, well, I used to think to myself, well, you know, after all, I suppose 5 shins was a lot of money in those times, but you get to about 55 and you still didn't get your bonus, it was a bit, see, so I used to, well, one or two of us used, because we was rather quick with our hands, you see. And they used to do a lot over, but, you know, you used to just get them over the 60 and then, so they could qualify for it.
I've read about munitions girls putting notes for soldiers.
Yes, we used to.
You did that?
Oh, yes.
What sort of thing?
Well,
you put your name on it?
Yes. In these toffee apples, I told you, the Slade's Green, I tell you, they used to be like a thread. And I tell you, the soldiers used to write back and say, for God's sake, girls, mind what you're doing. Because I tell you, that powder, if that got damp, that was no good, you see, love. And so the girls used to write on the, like, they used to go like in a kind of a wooden box, like a block. And I think, as far as I remember, they used to turn it upside down, like with this, like, little piece of the, you know, like the bomb used to go like that, see? And I think they used to turn it upside down and put that piece in the block. So they used to write on the wood, you know, the wooden block, you know. A lot of the girls used, I never used to, you know, because I was a little bit of a, you know, a little bit different I was then than what I am now. You know, I was a bit la-di-da. But they used to put, I used to write to them and say, God bless you and all that, but never used to put my name and address. But a lot of the girls used to have answers back to their proper places, you know. Yes. Oh, yes, that's right. We used to.
Were you allowed to do that? I mean, was that done secret, or did the factory overseers know?
No one bothered, darling. No one bothered. I don't know whether they ever saw them, but as far as I can remember, no one... They never stopped us anyhow from doing it, so... No, they never stopped us. So.
In your photograph, you're wearing a munitions badge.
That's right.
And I've heard that some of the munitions girls had them gold-plated.
Oh, they may have done. I didn't. They're just... It's got... On war service on them.
You said that some girls came down from the north and other parts of England to work at Woolwich. Mm. Where did they live?
Well, that I don't know, love, but I'm almost sure, as far as I can tell, if they were pregnant, as far as I remember, Lillian Barker, I think, had them right in the arsenal. As far as... See, I mean, I don't want to tell you no lies, darling, you know what I mean? But I'm almost sure she did. Because she was good to him. She was a real good woman. She was stern, you know, real masculine, but she was real good. And, well, we did hear they was in there anyhow. Because I tell you, she asked us all to give like a shilling or something, and we all refused in our factory because we thought it was disgusting. So she stopped our sugar ration. I think it was £1. Of course, even those times, you know, you couldn't get nothing. The more you could in the second war.
Do you think they came up to London because... They didn't want to stay at home since they were pregnant, or did they?
Oh, I think they were pregnant here. Pregnant here. Well, I mean, the girls were silly in those times, wasn't it? I mean, we never used to talk about sex like they do now, did we? But I did admire. I tell you, I was going to. I've just had the letter, but she's off the phone, I should think, because I thought myself. I've just put it here. I thought myself. I'm sure her name was Lillian Barker. You know, the head one. You never found out, I suppose, if she was ever a governor of a prison.
No, I didn't get around to that, but I'll let you know if
I
do find
out. I think you'll find she was. I think it was Aylesbury. I don't know for sure. But because I know at the time I thought, well, she's just the kind of person who's stern but good, you know. Because I tell you, she used to say to us, don't you let anyone profiteer up in that canteen. See, she was good like that.
I think you said there were a lot of soldiers around outside the arsenal, Beresford Square,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes, yes.
What sort of behaviour was there between men and women in public? Did people hold hands?
Well, of course, I was only young, you know, and I was with a crowd of girls. We never used to... But the only thing we felt as safe as ours is, like, because there was, Well, because, you see, they hadn't gone back to barracks. And they used to call me our boys, you know, because every time the guns used to go off, you know, I used to say, don't worry, our boys are doing this, our boys are doing that. You know, they used to call me, oh, I could have our boys, you know. Oh, I tell you, I was ever so patriotic in the first war, love. But there used to be thousands, well, you know, hundreds of them all in the square. And, you know when a man's about, you feel, you know, that safer, don't you? Well, you don't remember the second war, do you? No, no. But when there was a man there, you felt that, you know, you were safe. You know what I mean? Oh, yes, we used to get the, there used to be a coffee stall at in the square itself, you know. And, you know, because I tell you, all in our khaki suits, you know, all the men, they used to, you know, come here, kid, let's have a look at you and all the rest of it. And, we used to turn up our nose, you know, and I say, you know. But we used to have a really good time. But I never saw anything wrong. Because we, as I say, us kids used to keep together, and as I say, you know, we never used to do anything. Well, we never used to do anything wrong. I suppose there was plenty that went on, but you know, we.
You earned 30 shillings a week at Slade's Green and about £1 a week at first at Woolwich.
We earned decent money at first, but it went right down, lovey.
Yes.
Went right down. And funny thing, there was a. What's name on the television the other night? I don't know if you saw it, about the First War. They didn't have to look old-fashioned, the girls, you know, their long skirts. And it said, because I thought, I wonder if I've told that lady right, you know, about how our money went down. And I should think it must be true, because it said that they was earning 28 shillings, which was good money. So I'm sure I told you right. I know our money went right down.
Yes.
Right down to, I think it was about £1 a week. And I tell you, and this chap likes to be on the soapbox, and he said, you know, get in that. That's when they used it out with those war badges.
Yeah. Were the men at Woolwich doing similar work, earning the same money?
Oh,
as
I think
were?
They was earning pretty good money. Yes,
they were earning more.
Yes, they was earning pretty good money. Well, good money as regards, I suppose, as far as I know, I think about £3 or £4 a week, which was a lot of money in those times. You see, girl.
Yes.
Oh yes, they was earning good money.
Was there any resentment then on the part of the women doing the same work and not earning as much?
Well, as I say, we were soft in those times. Now they're like equal to men, aren't they? But, I mean, in those times, I mean, women was more or less, like, wasn't they, inferior? No, but as I say, we did start going off when our money went right down, and he stopped the machine with this chap, and he said, well, you get in the union. And our money went right up. I think it was about £2, £2.10, which was a lot of money in those times. But mind you, as I say, we worked 12 hours a day, love, and we worked 13 days out of 14. That was our only rest day.
To get the jobs at Slade's Green or at Woolwich, how did you apply? Did you have to fill out all sorts of forms and have interviews and things?
I don't think so, love. I know we were stripped naked like a soldier, you know, like for a medical. I remember that, because I tell you, when we went to get the mercury, you know, and all that, we all come back all. Oh, God. You should have heard the cheer that went up in that factory. Because, as I say, in those times, the people used to, you know, if a man didn't go to war, they thought it was terrible, you know. Well, we didn't know, we thought war was wonderful. I mean, we hadn't seen war before, had we? Yes.
Since Woolwich Arsenal was a government factory, lots of officials and important people were taken round to show off what the government was doing. Did you ever have any of them visiting you?
I don't remember, love. There may have been, a lot of men used to come through, like, you know, perhaps a group of them, but we never take much note, not us young ones, you know.
You told me about the golden syrup and honey in the
canteen.
That's
right, yeah, yes.
Was the food in the canteen the same sort of food you were used to at home?
Oh, it's good food, yes, love, yes. Well, I'm saying, you know, we had plenty there, anyhow.
Did you have a real break at mealtimes?
Yes. Yeah, I think when we used to go on at 7, I think we used to have from 11 to 12 hours break.
Since you were filling shells and filling cartridges, that was very important work, and you had to do it right, or it could make a lot of difference.
Oh, yes.
How much training did you get?
I don't remember, love. Not much. Well, I tell you, the only thing at Slade's Green, they did insist on us, you know, although it wasn't always done officially, although I suppose I shouldn't say, but it should have been, as I say, these five threads down. But of course, you see, some of the, I mean, well, I suppose they didn't realise, but the boys did used to write and say, for God's sake, you know, see that you, I don't know if I'm speaking the truth, but I did hear, and as I say, I don't like putting down, well, I did hear that if that powder was damp, see, that wouldn't explode. Not, you know, properly, not over the other side, because until we used to have thermometers all in our sheds, and that shed wasn't allowed to go under a certain temperature. That's why we used to wear these white, big white oilcloth aprons on, you see, to keep the damp from going through us, you see.
Did you have inspectors to make sure you were doing the right job?
I think so, as far as I could, yes. Well, I tell you, one inspector was watching me in the... like, we used to have to put this, like, thing on and, you know, like, we had a... Is it a spanner?
Yes.
See, to go down, you see, and he must have been watching me one day, and he came over and said, do you always... I saw, yes. I said, yes, I'm always careful, I said, because, I mean, I'd heard what have been said, you see, about the powder, because I've always been a conscientious kind of person. You know, I'm not bragging about myself, don't think that, but, I mean, when it comes to life, girl, I mean, you've got to be a bit, haven't you, really? Yes.
Did you ever wonder about what became of your shells? Wonder who would be killed by the shells you were making?
Well, what could you do, love? We did. I tell you, in 1918, when the Germans was throwing us back, you know, in March 1918, they threw us right back. And we sent out thousands and thousands of bullets. And we had a letter back from the War Office, you know, congratulating us on our output. I can remember that. Yes. Thousands. There was thousands of, you know, we send out extra, you know, we all bucked in, you know, like, well, of course, as I say, I know we was killing people, but there you are. I mean, you know, you go for your own side, don't you?
Did you know before you started shell filling at Slade Green that your skin would turn yellow?
No, didn't bother. I thought it was lovely to die for England.
Were you warned by your employers or by other workers?
I don't remember, love. I can't remember that.
Do you remember how fast your skin turned yellow?
No. No. I think it used to wear off. Well, it must have wore off. But I know when... It must have been on a certain time, because I tell you, when I left Slade's Green, it was still on my skin when I went in Woolwich. Because I tell you, all the men said, you know, what's the matter with you, you know, kid and all that. And I said, mind your own business, you know. So it must have been on, it must have kept on I should think, for a week or so afterwards. Because we all used to, some of the girls used to have big stomach pains. The poison used to go in, but
yes.
I can't ever remember. Because we never had gas masks and nothing like that. Mind you, the manager used to say to us, keep your mouth shut, you know, do keep... You know, but of course, you know, we used to sing and all that kind of thing. As I say, you never used to bother, like.
Do you remember what you felt when you realised that your skin was turning yellow?
Never bothered, darling. Never bothered.
Was it only your face and hands, or was it all over your body?
Oh, only what was exposed, like, to the powder. That's all, yes. That's all, love.
Was there any thought of giving you gloves to wear while you worked?
I don't know. I believe some of the girls did have gloves. I can't remember now. But
it might have been more difficult.
I tell you what, if you had a little scratch on your hand, like a little dig, and you wasn't wearing gloves, you could feel that almost eating your flesh away, like, you know, if it got inside that little cut. I can remember that.
If you got a cut, did they have a doctor or a nurse you could go to get
I think, I can't remember, love. That's it, we never bothered, you know, I mean, we didn't realise, if you understand, really, like, the danger, if you see, we were only kids. But I do remember that if you had a cut, if that powder got in it would sting, you know, like, as though it was eating it all away, you know what I mean?
Well, it's very poisonous, you're quite lucky.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they gave us 2 years to live, darling, and here I am, still alive. They said you'd have no teeth. Well, I was lucky, I've only lost my teeth for about the last 5 years. So I suppose I was lucky, really.